which we recommend only for highly skilled golfers. By the time he was in high school, Fay knew he had to see the black for himself. As a teenager with a single-digit handicap, he and three friends made the drive south into Queens and then east onto Long Island. They arrived at Bethpage before dawn, knowing that was the only way to ensure a tee time. Fay and friends made the trip once or twice a summer during high school and college. Fay ended up going to Colgate, where he walked onto the golf team. By then, he was a two-handicapper. After college, Fay leapfrogged jobs until landing at the USGA in 1978. By 1989, he had become the executive director. In the back of my mind, almost from the day I took the job at the USGA, was the notion that someday I'd like to see the Open played on a real public golf course, he said. Bethpage had been on the USGA's radar screen in the past, but not as an Open site. In the mid-1980s, Frank Hannigan, Fay's predecessor and mentor, who had grown up playing municipal golf courses on Staten Island, had thought Bethpage would be a good place to hold the U.S. Public Links Championship. The Pub Links is one of 13 championships the USGA conducts every year and is open to amateur players with handicaps of 8 or lower who do not hold membership in any private club. Hannigan, who had taken over the USGA in 1983,